Ladies and gentlemen, sit it right up.
January 20th, 2017 will be remembered as the day the people became the rulers of this nation again. We assembled here today are issuing a new decree to be heard in every city, in every foreign capital, and in every hall of power. From this day forward, a new vision will govern our land. From this day forward, it's going to be only America first. We do not seek to impose our way of life on anyone, but rather to let it shine as an example. We will shine for everyone to follow. There should be no fear. We are protected, and we will always be protected. We will be protected by the great men and women of our military and law enforcement. And most importantly, we will be protected by God. We stand at the birth of a new millennium, ready to unlock the mysteries of space, to free the earth from the miseries of disease, and to harness the energies, industries, and technologies of tomorrow. A new national pride will stir ourselves, lift our sights, and heal our divisions. Your voice, your hopes, and your dreams will define our American destiny. Together, we will make America strong again. We will make America wealthy again. We will make America proud again. We will make America safe again. And yes, together, we will make America great again. Thank you, God bless you, and God bless America.
Let's go see the elephant! We're on a roll on a honey.
Friday? How about a Patriot Home Funding Friday? How about a Patriot Home Funding Friday, American Adversary style? Well, that's what you got, ladies and gentlemen, because we are here. We are live in the Relaxing Comfort Studio, getting you ready for the weekend on a high note. No, we ain't been smoking anything, but Susan Collins was smoking today on the floor of the Senate, and she put the good word out. Kavanaugh is in. It does appear to be the case. All right, and we'll get to all of that and a whole lot more tonight on the show. Thanks again for tuning in. You are listening to the American Adversaries on FM 105.5, or perhaps on AM 660 The Answer, or you may be listening on AM660TheAnswer.com, or you might be listening on our website, AmericanAdversaries.com. Of course, you can now watch and see us on the Titan Cave Cam. Just got it up and running. That's American Adversaries Facebook page. And then, of course, always on your smart devices. If you haven't already, we invite you still to download the free Answer Orlando app. And, of course, always on your Alexa devices as well. Okay, it is Patriot Home Funding Friday. Got Pierce Outlaw in the driver's seat today.
Hello, all you irredeemable deplorables. Drags us society, and it was a historic day in the world's greatest deliberative body.
Indeed it is. All right, also having the studio with us today, the guru, the wizard, the man with the magic touch for our website, that is Matt Buff of JJC Marketing Solutions.
Hey, good to be with you guys on this festive day where a Susan Collins sounded like a Democrat with common sense, and that's a rare thing. It was good to see that. It's a very happy day to be with you guys.
When she got finished talking, I didn't know if maybe we wanted a new pick after all, right? We'll talk about all of that here in the show. I am the philosopher, political mad scientist, Christopher Hart. Jeff Sinis is on the bridge, 407-774-8255. The day started out in fine fashion with some jobs numbers that at first glance didn't look so good, but then after all they did. Now, I don't want to get too deep into this first because I want to go to the Collins stuff. We'll get to this a little bit deeper later. But Pierce, the initial blush of the jobs report was a disappointment.
Was a disappointment, only up 134,000 jobs for the month of September. But it really had a lot to do with the Hurricane Florence. Even though the Department of Labor said the response to the survey was within normal ranges, but when you dive deeper into the numbers, you can see how the storm affected everything. Bottom line is the unemployment rate went to 3.7%, which is a 49-year low. And more great news for the Trump economy, not so much for the bond market.
In other words, the unemployment rate hasn't been this low pretty much since we walked on the moon for the second time. All right.
That's correct.
You got it, remember? Because it was in December. All right. So, and by the way, the revisions from the prior 2 months were huge upward revisions.
Yes. The numbers were revised for July up 18,000 and the bombshell August up 69,000, which took our Goldilocks number of 201 to a red hot 270, and the 3 month moving average of 190,000, which if that number holds through 2020, Trump will walk to reelection.
All right. So he's winning on the economy. And he won today in the Senate. At least he appears to have won. The cloture vote did pass by a 51-49 margin this morning. The cloture vote, so-called, limits debate. And actually, you have to go to the floor of the Senate to speak if you really want to have something to say or play in this. And then this afternoon, Susan Collins, after a lengthy speech she gave that we'll talk about here and then a little bit more in depth in a second, because she raised the level of debate, of conversation, and put it where we said that the Republicans found it in their laps last week about this time, then Thursday and Friday last week. But after she announced that she would vote to confirm Kavanaugh, Senator Manchin, the Democrat from West Virginia, announced that he's going to, and we'll get to the reason why he is going to as well later on. But that means they don't need Lisa Murkowski, who had not voted to confirm or even get the cloture vote. She bolted. She voted no for cloture. Manchin actually went over and voted yes. That's how you ended up with 51-49. It was not a strictly party line vote. It was 50 Republicans plus Manchin, and it was 48 Democrats plus Murkowski. And I believe this afternoon, Sarah Palin tweeted out, she can see, what was it? She can see 2022 from her porch.
And you wonder why, because she doesn't run. Maybe she will.
Well, because Murkowski was reelected last go-round in 2016, so she comes up for reelection in 2022.
Yeah, she has 4 years. She just got into office and literally abandoned her state in one failed swoop. Alaska is a Republican conservative state, and she has 4 years of potential calls for recall every single week of the rest of her career there.
Well, certainly she'll face a primary challenge. There's no question about
that.
There's
not a question there.
And Sarah Palin's dropping a hint that it's going to be her, at least one of them anyway. And she's probably chomping at the bit to get back into the game. You know, that woman's got spark and spunk. You don't want to be sitting on the sideline when you got all the talent she's got.
That's,
you know what
right.
I'm saying?
She's excitable, loves being out there.
You got it.
And the McCain, when she was running with McCain, they kept her so close. They didn't want her saying anything wrong. And she started really having fun after the campaign, and I bet she'd love to get back out there with the books and everything.
And McCain probably did as well as he did because of her, because
she gave
the stem winder speeches that rallied the base.
She brought out the crowds. And if you look at the poll numbers, McCain trailed the whole summer till the convention and the polls to Obama. And then at the convention, when he announced her as his running mate, he leapt ahead. He leapfrogged ahead in the polls and stayed ahead in the polls until September, when he, quote unquote, suspended his campaign and didn't know what to do.
That's right. I mean, after the debate.
Oh, my Lord. And then that was the end of that. You know, and even Sarah Palin couldn't put that guy over the top. So that's how bad of a candidate he was. You know, oftentimes when we look at campaigns, we look at how good the candidate was who won, but you also have to look at the flaws in the old candidate, too. Hillary Clinton had a lot of flaws, and President Trump, to his advantage and to his genius, he took advantage of every one of those flaws. But to get back to the vote, the actual vote for final confirmation is now scheduled for tomorrow afternoon. And it's got there's always got to be another ripple to this or another wrinkle to this story. And today's wrinkle is one of the Republican senators has to attend his daughter's wedding tomorrow in Minnesota.
Montana.
I knew it was one of those M states out there.
Big time conservative. He's been on the Kavanaugh bandwagon. And he said, if I have to get a private jet and get there, I will. But with Collins and Manchin, we should be fine. And he'd be able to walk his daughter down the aisle. Yeah. I think he'll be fine.
They're going to try to hold the vote for him. I'm not sure how the time limits are set on this sort of thing.
He can hold the vote open as long as he wants.
Once it goes past
the 30 hours.
Yes. Right. Now, you can't, correct me if I'm wrong, can't you ask for time to be moved up? Less than 30 hours, but you have to have Democrats approve that.
Yeah, and they're correct. Not going to do that. Yeah, they're not going to do that.
The party of delay is not going to give you less time.
They're like the football team that everybody in the stands and the whole world knows is losing, and yet the coach is still calling timeouts, you know, before the game is over, right? Just to drag it all out. So a big day, both in jobs numbers, as it turns out, and, of course, with the apparent confirmation of Judge Kavanaugh to the bench. And we're going to get into Susan Collins' speech because it was quite thorough in the argument that she made for why she has decided to vote to confirm Kavanaugh. It also got into the philosophical, the constitutional issues, due process and that sort of thing. And she also made the case that this guy is not out of the mainstream of legal thought, as they say. All right, so we're going to take a break. When we come back, we got Randy Ross on the line. We're going to get an update from him. And we got Brad on the line, too. We got another line open. 407-774-8255 is the number. And by the way, if you like high school football, you'll get none better than the Apopka Blue Darters. They got their homecoming game tonight. Marching band and all the fun going on over here in Apopka. And they're playing Jacksonville Mandarin. So that promises to be a very competitive game. You'll find it right up the dial here if you can't make it to the stadium at our sister station, 1520 WBZW at 7 o'clock. Roger Franklin Williams and Joe Ferrero call a great game. So if you like high school football or just football at all, you'll like that. We'll be right back with more of the American Adversaries Radio Show and Randy Ross.
FM 105.5 and AM 660. The Answer.
Hey, Central Florida, Dave Ramsey here. When you need advice on your taxes and want to work with someone who has the heart of a teacher, you need to see Larry Herring, CPA. He's one of our tax-endorsed local providers, and he's ready to talk with you about all your income tax needs. Larry Herring will help you manage your taxes just like any other expense. Take it from me, Larry is your guy. 407-647-7777 or at herringcpa.com.
Nearly everyone loves Italian food, but those people who love true, authentic Italian go to Cafe Positano. It's because owner and chef Pasquale Barba offers home-cooked food from his hometown, Positano, Italy. He is Italian. Local fresh items are combined with rare ingredients imported only from Italy, along with generations-old family recipes. Whether it's pizza or those delicious daily specials, taste for yourself at Cafe Positano, 4 miles west of I-4 on 436. 407-774-8080, the most authentic Italian food in Central Florida.
Well, it's a little early, but Sydney Powell will be with us a little bit later on in the show, and that's her ramp music for her. That's License to Kill, of course, and she's author of the book License to Lie. And we have a lot to talk about with her. Some more intrigue came out about witness tampering and other things having to do with the FBI and Blasey Ford. I mean, the soap opera goes on. All right, but I want to go on right now to talk to Randy Ross, coming to us live. How you doing, Randy?
Hey, it's awesome. You know, I just wanted to call and give you two quick updates. I can't talk the details, obvious, but it's so exciting to be working in advance with the White House. It's such an honor, you know, to watch what it takes to build in for the President of the United States coming to visit us. But I wanted to share with your listeners, and I think this is awesome, and this award that I'm going to talk about really is to be shared with them as well. We got a call, and my boss and I will be flying into Miami tomorrow night for an award ceremony. I-4 for Puerto Rico is being acknowledged for all the work, you know, and so exciting. Over 2 million pounds of product, over $1 million in value that got shipped into Puerto Rico, as you all know, last year. And so Global Empowerment Missions is going to be giving an award tonight to us, but I want tomorrow night. And I just want to share that with so many of your listeners that brought their donations out during I-4 for Texas, I-4 for Florida, I-4 for Puerto Rico. You know, we might be accepting the award, but it really is to be shared with everyone. So it's pretty exciting to be going there tomorrow night to get that. And then I'm back.
Congratulations.
Of course, you know, no, that's congratulations to all of us. You know, nobody does this work alone. And so, but it's been so exciting, of course, you know, listening to the results and then listening to how the White House team here on site and everybody has responded to that. It's a cool vibe, and it's pretty exciting to listen to. But I just want to call and give you a quick update before going to another meeting. And you know, we've probably done about 20 walkthroughs. You know, you just got to make sure everything's right and perfect.
Right.
For the President of the United States. So it's pretty exciting.
Yeah, that's cool. You know, of course, coming to town on Monday and going to be speaking to the international.
And I just remind people that that's an official visit, of course. That's not, you know, honoring all the police chiefs throughout the country.
Right.
So unlike normal events, a rally, you know, rumor has it he might be here soon, and that's a very different event where everybody gets to come.
Right.
But this is really about honoring law enforcement, especially those police chiefs, those men and women that put their lives out there every day for us, and you know how the president feels about that. So it's going to be pretty exciting to be a part of that process.
And of course, that's the International Association of Chiefs of Police. And yeah, it takes a lot of legwork, even for an official visit like that. Pierce.
Hey, Randy, congratulations.
Oh, you know, again, I can't talk the details, but let me tell you, there's a lot of them.
Hey, Pierce has
a lot.
Pierce has something for you.
Hey, congratulations so much on the award. It's very richly deserved. I'm glad to see you getting the recognition.
Because you did the most of the work.
That's right, buddy. And furthermore, happy day after your birthday.
I appreciate that. You know, I'm so sorry I couldn't be there yesterday, but I appreciate you guys thinking about me. And I'll definitely be back in the studio on Tuesday and hopefully be at the dinner next Thursday, and we'll get things back on track. But I appreciate your support, Chris, so much.
All right,
on the team.
You got it.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Yes, sir.
All right, back to it.
And, of course, the Trump 2020 Club, you can join as well. If you haven't already, just go to Trump 2020 Club on Facebook. All right, so there are a lot of things going on with this situation with Brett Kavanaugh. The speech that Susan Collins gave was a remarkable speech, and you guys made a couple of comments in the other room before we came on the show, and I want to just kind of get to those because what we have seen here is a bit of a transformation occur in the Republican Party, and it seems to have come to a culmination. Marx used to have this saying, Karl Marx, one of his theories was that, and he likened it to, say, a human organ. Okay, at what point does a number of kidney cells become a kidney? Yeah, so at some point it does. You know, a number of cells can't be a kidney, but a certain number of cells can be a kidney. In other words, one or two can't. But at what point, what number do kidney cells add up to a kidney? That would be his analogy. And so the process that you get to, he said, at some point, a quantitative change becomes a qualitative change. And it's like magic, all of a sudden. Just this number of mash of things has become a kidney. A quantitative change, a change in number, becomes a qualitative change. It becomes a whole different thing. And I think we have seen a whole different thing with this Republican Party. And it was kind of building ever since Trump got elected. And there was resistance to it, a lot of resistance. And the resistance has kind of been fading away. And then all of a sudden, with a blink of an eye, because of this Kavanaugh thing, you said, Matt, in the other studio, Republicans like Grassley and McConnell have gone from chumps to Trumps. And then Pierce, you chimed in with, this is not your grandpappy's or your daddy's
Republican Party anymore. It's not the party of the establishment. It's the Trump Republicans. And all you got to do is look no further than Lindsey Graham going gangster in the committee last week on the Democrats. That was, to me, that was the turning point of everything.
And then you've seen this, you know, sort of bucking up against these protesters by Orrin Hatch. Now, he was always kind of a crusty old guy anyway, but he's a little old Grassley. You've seen old Grassley stepping up? And then go ahead.
He's like a guy that if you ring his doorbell at 2 a.m., he yells at you like that. Yeah. He just gets so frustrated. But you talk about Lindsey Graham. Remember when he was running for president and Trump gives out his cell phone number?
He was such a milquetoast. Yeah.
And he was such a dull guy. And McConnell was such a dull guy. These guys went from chumps to Trumps. And now you see Grassley and McConnell and Lindsey Graham with this fire in their belly. And look at Susan Collins today. Have you ever seen Susan Collins talk like that or be that engaged? She was the biggest supporter for Kavanaugh we've seen on that committee so far.
And all of these things come back to miscalculations by the Democrats. The Democrats thought that they could take Trump down with the Russia thing. It didn't happen. They thought that the Republicans would turn on them. It didn't happen. They thought that they could throw out these sexual assault allegations against Kavanaugh and the Republicans would abandon Kavanaugh and cave. It didn't happen. And this all goes back to Trump teaching the Republicans that if you stand up and fight, you'll win. Your ideology will carry the day, and all you got to do is fight and carry your message to the people, and you'll win.
Yeah, absolutely.
There's something else going on here, too, and it reminds me so much of the Mueller thing, Herr Mueller, because of attacking Trump and going after him with the Herr Mueller thing. We have now revealed that lying, leaking, thieving Jim Boy Comey was a liar and a leaker and a thief, and have had the top echelon of the FBI all be exposed as deep state swamp creatures and gone. And all of this stuff that we wouldn't know is being exposed because of what they were trying to do to Trump. The same thing is now beginning to happen because they were trying to get to Kavanaugh. We now are beginning to see all the political intrigue that went into this and the witness tampering and how there was an FBI person involved in this on, you know, helping Ford out.
Yeah, Monica McLean.
Yeah, yes. The woman who was evidently helped to pass a polygraph test by Ms. Ford, who was caught in lying about it by Ms. Mitchell, the prosecutor.
Lying about lie detector tests. What is this?
This is what you call poetic justice. They thought they had him by the you-know-whats? Well, I think it's the other way around. And let's go to Brad on the line before we have to take a break. He's been patiently waiting. Hey, Brad, how you doing? You got to be loving this.
Oh, guys, first, I was calling about, obviously, the Wall Street Journal report. But before I get to that, I wanted to touch on what you were just talking about, the transformation or metamorphosis, if you will, from the wing of the Bush wing to the Never Trumpers. This Kavanaugh thing has really, when George Bush signed that letter saying how he praised Kavanaugh, because obviously he was in his administration, and then to see the left viciously go after this honorable man. You are so right. We are really becoming stronger and cohesive as a party. I see it building. I don't want to call it a Reagan coalition, but whatever you want to call it, it's coming. It's happening right before our eyes. And that leads me to this Wall Street Journal report, a bombshell, where the Ford's attorneys or allies or team, if you will, was pressuring Leland Kaiser, her lifelong friend, to commit suborned perjury. I mean, CNN, nobody's going to talk about that.
Straight up witness
Street
tampering.
Journal.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
My God, guys.
They're not going to touch
God.
It.
My God.
Yeah, but this is why I say this is poetic justice. You see, they have now implicating themselves in trying to get Kavanaugh. This is like an episode of Highway to Heaven or Little House on the Prairie, yeah, where the bad guy gets it in the end.
Mm-hmm. And Grassley's not going to let that go, because I'm sure you saw the letter to Ford's legal counsel asking them for all communications
that he sent at 4 o'clock this morning.
That's right, and also implicating the Monica McLean situation,
right,
too, dragging it into it.
Yeah.
So there's
Thank you,
going
Brad.
To, there's going to be further action on this. They're not going to let it go, nor should they.
Yeah.
Well, the red wave is a real thing. You heard how passionate Brad was there. I mean, this is the Republican base being unified, the conservative base being unified, and nobody's happier than Ron DeSantis that this is happening.
You bet. You got that right.
All right. We're going to have to take a break. Dave, we'll get to your phone call when we come back from the break. Talk a little bit more about Colin's speech, because what the Republicans have become also is defenders of the Constitution and making pretty good sound philosophical arguments. And the Democrats, they're the ones who have been revealed to be totally against the Constitution. Due process? Who needs that? Innocent till proven guilty? Nah, that's old fashioned. Well, I don't think that's the way the American people want it to be. All right, we will take a break. You are listening to the American Adversaries. And don't forget, check out our new website. The prize package is up there for all to see. We'll be right back.
FM 105.5 and AM 660. The Answer.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The remaining undecided Democrat, Senator Joe Manchin, says he will support Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh. The West Virginia senator announced his decision moments after the remaining undecided Republican, Senator Susan Collins of Maine, said she would vote to confirm the nominee. Kavanaugh is now set to have the votes needed to be confirmed. Chicago Mayor Rahm Emanuel and Police Superintendent Eddie Johnson are urging residents to listen to each other as they react to the murder conviction of white officer Jason Van Dyke and the death of black teenager Laquan McDonald. Van Dyke was convicted Friday of second-degree murder and aggravated battery. Emanuel and Johnson said in a joint statement that, quote, "The effort to drive lasting reform and rebuild bonds of trust between residents and police must carry on with vigor." Down day on Wall Street as the Dow dropped 180 points, the NASDAQ lower by 92. This is SRN News.
Hi, my name is Wayne Lipnitsky, and I am running for Congress, U.S. House, District 9, and I am a veteran with a voice. It is my intent to give a voice to those who have been ignored under this district's current representation. We need your help. My opponent, Darren Soto, wants to raise your taxes, leave the border unsecured, and stifle our local economy. This election is of national importance. Please get involved in our campaign by visiting our website, WayneForUSCongress.com. That is WayneForUSCongress.com. My name is Wayne Lipnitsky, and I approve this message.
We here at the American Adversaries Radio Network are blessed to have great sponsors like Jerry and Janice Shepherd, owners of Jerry's Mercedes-Benz Service Center. And if you have a Mercedes-Benz, you've been blessed to have them as your dealership alternative. With their professionalism and expertise and state-of-the-art technology and facilities, they provide the best of service at the best price. Now, if you have a BMW, you have the same opportunity to have that friendly and reliable and affordable alternative to your dealer. Just like Mercedes-Benz owners who have taken advantage of this option, you BMW owners have a real alternative to high dealer prices and impersonal service. Jerry's MB is located just off Alafaya Trail, just north of UCF. So take that BMW to Jerry's, where they treat you and your car like royalty. Visit them at jerrysmb.com or call 407-366-6499. That's 407-366-6499. Jerry's MB is a proud sponsor of the American Adversaries Radio Show.
Your life is an important one, and here at FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer, we're interested in hearing about how the station is making a direct and positive impact on your life. Each day, our station and our host enter your busy world of responsibilities, challenges, and desires for personal growth. And every day, it's our wish that what you hear positively affects you and your family. We may be your main source for much-needed information, or we may provide you with a perspective about the news that is truthful and timely. Maybe it's giving you unique insights at just the right time. These interactions happen regularly regularly, and we would love for you to tell us about it. Here's what we want you to do. Record a video message on a camera or mobile device and share your story with us. And for simply sharing your impact story with us, you'll automatically be eligible to win a grand prize of an Apple iPad Pro and an Apple Pencil. You'll have until October 23rd to share your story. So do it today. Visit TheAnswerOrlando.com, TheAnswerOrlando.com, and use the keyword story for all details,
the contest rules,
and to submit your video.
Back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. That's right. Nobody does it better than President Trump. And now the Republicans are getting the message, it would appear. All right. Thanks again for tuning in. All right. If you have not heard the news, both Susan Collins and Joe Manchin and Jeff Flake already have now announced they will vote for confirmation for Brett Kavanaugh to be on the Supreme Court. That should be more than enough votes than he needs by one. More than enough by one that he needs to get onto the court. So that final vote will be scheduled now for tomorrow afternoon. And then by Monday morning, he should be sitting on the Supreme Court. And I'm sure his colleagues on the court will welcome him with open arms. I'm rather certain of it. And I got this weird feeling that Ruth Bader Ginsburg is going to be one of the first ones to want to go up and hug him and shake his hand.
You thought this was bad with Kavanaugh. Wait until he tries to put that conservative woman, when RGB finally breaks down, he's going to put a conservative woman. You wait until you see what comes out then.
Oh, boy, I tell you. So, all right, let's go to Dave, Captain Dave. He's been waiting. Dave, thank you for calling, and I appreciate your patience. Go ahead.
How's it going? See, you got the best mortgage guy in town in again this week.
That's right. Pierce Outlaw, he the man, and Patriot Home Funding.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Nobody better.
You got it.
Hey, got to tell you, the Democrats are going to pay so dearly in November for what they've done. They have no idea how bad it is. I listen to Hugh Hewitt in the morning, and he's had women calling in all week. And every one of these women, their first-time caller, they are over this crap. And they are going to lose so bad in November.
It has certainly invigorated the Republican base and a lot of independents, too. And women, surprisingly for the Democrats, are not siding with the Democrats. They're siding solidly with Republicans and, in particular, Brett Kavanaugh. So, you know, I believe you're absolutely right. And it should be. Go ahead. Yeah.
I was going to tell you what I'm going to do tomorrow morning before I go to the UCF game. I'm going to sit on my front porch swing, drink some beer, and throw ice at people as they walk by.
Yeah, as long as nobody calls the cops on you, right?
Women don't like being told that they all have to fit into a bubble. Just like no group of people like to be told.
Nope.
Like when the Democrats are sitting there on the like Chuck Schumer saying women across the country are furious at this, and women, nope, all women are feeling like victims here. That's not true. Women do not like being told they have to fit in a mold.
And I'll tell you another thing. Women look very critically at other women, evidently, even in cases like this. And when they see something that they don't think is right, they're not going to just go along, just to get along, kind of like what you're saying there.
Yeah, and a lot of the opinion polling has shown that suburban college-educated women with children have broke at least 50-50 on this issue. And anytime that happens, that's a loser for the Democrats, because that is a very important demographic for them.
Indeed it is. Hey, thank you, Captain.
Oh, it's going to be a red tsunami, guys. Just remember I said that.
All right, Skipper.
Absolutely.
All right, you got it, Cap. All right, thanks.
Go Knights.
All right, yeah, go Knights. All right, appreciate it. All right, thanks for your call. A listener says the decision would come on Tuesday since Monday is a federal holiday. I think the decision is going to come tomorrow afternoon. I guess
the vote is tomorrow, yeah.
Yeah, he will, I guess, sit for the first time on the court on Tuesday.
We're done with delays, man. Done with these delays.
I think the actual vote for cloture was over at about 5 after 11 this morning, so the vote can take place 30 hours from that time.
Right.
So you're probably looking at the final vote being around 6 o'clock. And I got all ideas they're going to have somebody ready right there to swear him in on the spot.
All right. Technically speaking, yes. The cloture vote limits debate to 30 hours. And then after that, they can set the vote at any time.
Yeah.
All right.
And I said somebody, it would be Chief Justice Roberts who would swear him in.
Right. And something that began to happen with Lindsey Graham and a few of the others last Thursday culminated today with Susan Collins' speech, and that is that the Republicans were thrust into the role of making a philosophical argument about why we have a Constitution and the reason we have things like innocent until proven guilty and due process, and that these things apply across our culture, and not just inside a legal courtroom, be it state, local, or federal, but that these are principles that we abide by in as much a part of our culture as we can. And it's all based on, you know, fairness, if you will, justice, but it's also based in the presumption that the government is so powerful that it must be held to the standard of beyond reasonable doubt. And that even in a case like this, where it's quote-unquote not a legal court of law, but a high standard has to be set. Now, Susan Collins came up with her own standard today, and I thought it was a little bit lacking. But I guess we'll take it. She said she applied what I'll call the more likely than not test. In other words, when he said, she said situation like this, and you have the presumption of innocence, and they can't prove that the person was guilty, then you have to go by the more likely than not test. And she went through the Ford allegation and kind of made the case that it did not pass the more likely than not that she was correct, that it was Brett Kavanaugh. She kind of conceded that Ford had been through some episode. I'm not willing to concede that.
I'm not either.
No. I'm willing to concede she's messed up in her mind, but not from that.
I was much more sympathetic earlier on in this. The more I look at it, though, and especially with the revelations that have come out today about the witness tampering, and we'll give you the details on that here in a second, that this is much more sinister than that. She does not have a severe PTSD.
She basically said she had mental problems, and she goes, "That's none of that's true."
No, she does have mental problems.
Well, I mean,
but it's not from that.
You can make the case.
Well, we're talking about the friend, right?
That left thinking is a mental issue. You know, I don't want to make that case.
That's a whole other argument. That's true as well. The liberalism is a disease.
I think what I'm saying here is there's a lot more lying and fraud going on than anything else.
There's payments. What's the same old thing? Same old reason. Follow the money.
So, yeah, and another thing, too, is these GoFundMe accounts. Isn't that money laundering by any other name?
It's $1 million in those accounts.
And you can see it from that aspect, a legal form of it, if you will. The revelation that came out this morning that, of course, none of the media is touching and even wasn't brought up, I don't believe, by any of the senators, at least not so far in the so-called debate, was that the lifelong friend of Ford, Leland Kaiser, who has, been one of the witnesses that Ford named, who would not corroborate her story, said she had no memory, no recollection of that, never even remembered meeting Brett Kavanaugh at all. And it turns out that Ford, who had been staying with another friend of hers, Monica McClain, Monica McClain was the woman named in the boyfriend's letter. Isn't this like a soap opera?
Wasn't she the former FBI?
Yes, yeah. And she became an FBI agent, allegedly, because Ford helped her pass a polygraph test. Evidently, there was something in her past that she was afraid the FBI may ask her about. I don't know, maybe she shoplifted one time or did something that she was afraid that if it came out, it would keep her from being an FBI agent. And so she went to Ford, according to the boyfriend, and that's all we know him by. We do not have his name. That the boyfriend said that McClain came to Ford, and Ford helped her out, gave her some pointers on how to pass the test. And McClain went on to become an FBI agent, career FBI agent, just retired in 2016. And she was right there upon the right there up with the upper echelon. And she was in on the Russia collusion collaborating that they were doing in order to thwart President Trump from being elected and then take him down after he was elected. So in 2016, she resigns, but stays in touch with Ford. Ford was staying with her prior to all this stuff blowing up. Ford was staying with her, what was it, Rhode Island?
Rehoboth Beach in Delaware.
Delaware. And that's where the letter evidently was written, the so-called anonymous letter that was sent to back to California, I guess, to her
local rep
in California because she wanted to do her civic duty, right? So she goes all the way across country to do her civic duty back at home, and then the letter makes it its way to Feinstein, and then the letter is eventually obviously revealed, and the allegations come out, and then we've seen the rest of the story.
Monica McClain also signed the letter from the Holton Arms alumni supporting Christine Ford.
Right. And she was leaning on Leland Kaiser to change her story, to say that, no, she now recollects that, yes, Ford was right. We were at a party, and she wasn't in the bedroom. It was very, very much leading. You got some details?
That would mean that she lied the first time when she gave her sworn statement, which would have sent her back into jail because that's a felony. So she, just for her own good, trying to get her friend to lie.
Well, it appears as though the
attorneys were the one doing it.
It appears as though that it may be the case that they began leaning on her even before she wrote the letter.
Before her first testimony.
Right. Because remember, as I said, Ford was staying with McClain in, where was it again?
Rehoboth Beach.
Yeah.
And if the Republicans would have went out to California, she wouldn't have been there.
And when the letter was written, which started all this in motion.
That's
so they
right.
knew what they were doing. And they knew that they would name her and these other fellas as part of the scheme, I'm going to call it. It's not even a story. It's a scheme.
It is.
Is what it is. It's a
fraud.
They got exposed. And that's the poetic justice of all this. And it's all now being exposed. And I guarantee you, they were pressuring that woman before she wrote the letter and after she wrote the letter, probably.
But she's not going to lie. She was in the FBI. She's not going to lie. And even though her friends are telling her to do it, to perpetrate this hoax.
No. Leland was not in the FBI. It was McClain.
McClain was the FBI. Right. Yeah. She didn't do a statement, but Leland did a statement. Right. Leland was married to Bob Beckel. Now, that's a judgment call. She lacks judgment.
That's another twist.
We know that.
That's another twist in this whole thing. She was married to Bob Beckel. But it just it doesn't get any better for the Republicans in a political sense, or any worse than the Democrats in a political sense, because this has been a total disaster. And these facts are going to get out, and via shows like this and other sources, and enough of it will get around that this is definitely going to have an impact on the election.
Yeah, the Conservative Treehouse blog, you can look it up, just Google Conservative Treehouse blog, or the Last Refuge account on Twitter. The guy's name is, his handle is Last Refuge. He's the guy that broke the story. They got all the details. It's amazing.
It is indeed.
It was a great story.
Now, we're going to take this up a little bit more in the next hour of the show at the top when we have Sidney Powell on with us. And then, of course, we got the Killer Bee in the bottom half of the next hour of the show. When we come back, I want to talk a little bit more about the jobs numbers and what it means going forward. And also, I want to talk a little bit more about our website. Man, I love this website. And I love this guy right here, Matt Buff. He is on top of it. All right. We'll be right back with more of the American Adversaries on a Patriot Home Funding Friday. Please be with us.
FM 105.5, AM 660, The Answer.
The news stories are alarming. Sexual assault, violence, workers' comp fraud, and drug abuse. And it's happening in the workplace. Last year, a construction worker in Central Florida attacked his boss with a front-end loader and almost buried him alive. And the Pulse nightclub shooter worked as a security guard for a company that knew he was mentally unstable. Hi, I'm Kathy Santomassino with ASAP Programs. If you're a business owner or manager, it's your responsibility to save guard your employees. Did you know a company can be held liable if an employee does harm to someone? Negligent hiring can result in a company being sued, especially if that company didn't conduct a thorough background check. With Applicant 360 Screening Solutions, you will be able to effectively screen your job applicants and make smarter hiring choices. Don't base your decision on a first impression and a resume. Call me today at 407-702-9511. Call 407-702-9511.
Do you suffer from back pain? Have trouble sleeping? Do you ever wish you could get a truly great night's sleep or have your own massage on demand? For 51 years, Relax and Comfort has helped people sit, sleep, and feel better every day. See why ABC, CBS, and Fox are talking about the new X10 bed. It's the perfect marriage of a Sleep Number bed and a Tempur-Pedic bed. Its cool gel memory foam comfort layers are totally adjustable from ultra soft to ultra firm for each side. Add a zero gravity base and you'll have hundreds of healthy and relaxing positions for you and your partner. Save thousands over the leading national brands. With the sustainable X10 design, you'll never need to buy another bed. Get the world's best adjustable beds and massage chairs at no interest, 0% financing. That's less than $5 a day to own. Relax in Comfort, family owned and operated over 50 years, has stores in Winter Park, Sanford, Windermere, and the Villages. Learn more, visit relaxandcomfort.com. Call 321-329-3118. That's 321-329-3118. Ladies and gentlemen, we all know that one of the biggest investments we'll make in life is the house we choose to make our home. So why make this investment without knowing exactly what you're getting into? That's where Aubrey Kahn of Firm Foundation Home Inspections comes in. He'll make sure that excitement over the purchase of a house or rental property or commercial property doesn't turn into a nightmare after you take the keys. To get the most thorough and complete inspection, go to OrlandosHomeInspector.com or just call Aubrey Kahn at 321-624-0254. Don't roll the dice on your home purchase. Remember, call Aubrey Kahn at 321-624-0254.
Money, 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 money.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. You are listening to the American Adversaries on a Patriot Home Funding Friday. And more people are in the money because more and more people have jobs and better jobs at that. All right, got Pierce Outlaw, Matt Buff, and myself, Christopher Hart, in the studio. You can see us on the Titan Cave Cam. That's on the American Adversaries Facebook page. 407-774-8255 is the number. And before we get to these jobs numbers, you know, we have got this brand new website, adding stuff to it all the time. We just added a page about if people would like some of us to come out and speak, right?
Well, that's coming soon.
Okay.
We're going to have a page where you can sign up, but you can do that now with anybody that you see on the About Us from the show page. You can send us a message and invite anybody you want to out to speak. Plus, we got the contest details on there, and then it's always changing with the Facebook feeds and things like that that we have on there. AmericanAdversaries.com, powered by JJC Marketing Solutions. But anybody you want to come out and speak, but we are going to come up with a page for certain, just for certain people that are available to speak, and then we're going to put some more bio information on there too.
All right. Now we did put up. Actually, it was we put up today. I wanted to get it done last night, but I fell asleep as soon as I got home. But the prize package for our raffle drawing and the date of the drawing, which is going to be November the 7th, is now right there on our Facebook. I mean, our website, AmericanAdversaries.com, and we'll announce over the air the prize package next week. But it is a sweet one, and I think you'll like it, and you can go right now, go there and see it. That's AmericanAdversaries.com, and go ahead and sign up for that raffle drawing. A number of people have done it over the last couple of days. I appreciate that. You are all in the drawing, and we got room for a whole lot more to get in this raffle drawing.
That's right. When you see the details on there, there's a sign-up form, and we just need a couple pieces of information, and you're entered. That's simple as that. That's
sweet right. Package, too.
Indeed.
Very sweet package.
Indeed it is. All right. It was pretty sweet news this morning with the jobs number. The first blush wasn't so great, that 134,000, but then you tack on the upward revisions from the past 2 months, and you had a 200-plus thousand number again overall. And the unemployment rate went down, I think, because of the revisions from the past 2 months. The participation rate stayed pretty much flat, though, didn't it, Pierce?
Yes, the participation rate did stay flat, and the workforce, the employment-to-population ratio also stayed flat.
But real quick, before we get away from that, the U6 number, that other unemployment number,
which is the real unemployment number,
right? It actually ticked up
by
a tenth
of a percent.
It went from 7.4 to 7.5, while the other unemployment number went from 3.9 down to 3.7. I think what that U6 number is showing is that more people are coming back into the job market. That's not yet being reflected out of that participation rate, because the numbers you're dealing with are different in terms of the overall percentages. But would you beginning to see that sort of thing?
Yeah, and you can go right to the part-time employment number for economic reasons. Component of the broader number was up 263,000. There you go.
That's it. That filled that out. Okay, I kind of cut you off. You were saying.
Yeah, and there were a lot of winners in the number this time. Professional and business services up 54,000. 560,000 year over year. Healthcare up 26,000, up 302 year over year. Transportation and warehousing up 24,000, up 174,000 year over year. Construction up 23,000, up 315 year over year. One of my favorites, manufacturing,
18.
Up 18,000,
yeah.
278,000 year over year. Trump waved his magic wand.
He waved that magic wand, and there it is. That's a real number.
And my second favorite is mining, up 6,000, up 53,000 year over year. And mining is a geographically restricted industry, so it's not like a broader industry that's nationwide. So that number is very targeted, and that's a good number.
That'd be Pennsylvania, Ohio, West Virginia,
exactly
that area.
And that, you know, and that probably explains a lot of Trump's support and Manchin's vote today as well. There was little or no change in the leisure and hospitality numbers, and that's probably because of the hurricane. Retail was flat, and we've discussed what I think is a paradigm shift in retail, going towards more online purchasing and warehouse distribution, which kind of goes back to the transportation and warehousing number that I had mentioned in the winters. Average hours worked unchanged at 34.5 hours. Average hourly wage up 8 cents to $27.24 an hour. And that's a 73-cent increase year over year for 2.8%.
Which is about where the Fed is okay with it.
Yeah. Some things, and if you've watched the bond market has sold off dramatically over the past 2 weeks. And there's some things behind that.
Which has caused the bond rates to go up.
Yeah, which causes interest rates and mortgage rates to go up. And there's a few things at play here. Obviously, the hot jobs numbers and the wage inflation is one thing. The Institute of Supply Management came out with their reading on Wednesday, and they came out with a 61.8 reading. And anything greater than 50 is considered economic expansion. So that's considered a hot number. Jerome Powell on Wednesday,
the head of the Fed,
stated in a speech that we are, quote, a long way from neutral on interest rate policy, basically telling us that there's going to be another move in December and telegraphing at least three more moves next year. You also have, and we've discussed this on the show before, this is the final round that started on October 1st of quantitative uneasing, which is the Federal Reserve ceasing now totally their repurchase of treasuries and mortgage-backed securities. And at the same time, giving it a double whammy, was the European Union doing the exact same thing. They've started their quantitative uneasing. So what you have is the two biggest buyers of bond, treasuries and mortgage-backed securities are now out of the market.
Right.
So that drives supply up, prices down, interest rates up on the bonds. The 10-year closed today at 3.23. The spread between the 10-year and the 2-year now is about 0.4%, and that's healthy.
All right. So once again, good economic news, but there will be more upward pressure on interest rates. So if you've been thinking about buying a house or moving or something like that, don't wait around. But whenever you get around to it, check out Patriot Home Funding, because they're going to give you the best deal. They're going to give you the honest scoop on where you stand and what you can do. And if you're not quite there yet, they can help you get there.
Yeah, and one final thing about this number is that what you're seeing in the Trump economy, during the Obama years, the growth in the economy was with Obama with his hands and thumb on top of the economy, and all the growth was fueled by monetary policy. With the Trump economy, you've taken the Fed out of play. They've reduced and lowered their balance sheet down to nothing, and it's no lack of regulation and tax policy, and it's a market-based economy, not a government and federally central bank-based economy.
To put shortly, the short version is this is capitalism in action.
And we're not tired of winning.
Yet. And I hope you don't go away. Roger, please stay on the line. We will take you at the top of the next hour. We'll get with you, Roger. Hold on. Anyway, you are listening to the American Adversaries. At the top of the next hour, we will have Sidney Powell on the show. And don't forget, go to AmericanAdversaries.com and sign up for our raffle drawing.
News, opinion, passion. FM 101.
Ladies and gentlemen!
January 20th, 2017 will be remembered as the day the people became the rulers of this nation again. We assembled here today are issuing a new decree to be heard in every city, in every foreign capital, and in every hall of power. From this day forward, a new vision will govern our land. From this day forward, it's going to be only America first. We do not seek to impose our way of life on anyone, but rather to let it shine as an example. We will shine for everyone to follow. There should be no fear. We are protected, and we will always be protected. We will be protected by the great men and women of our military and law enforcement. And most importantly, we will be protected by God. We stand at the birth of a new millennium, ready to unlock the mysteries of space, to free the earth from the miseries of disease, and to harness the energies, industries, and technologies of tomorrow. A new national pride will stir our souls, lift our sights, and heal our divisions. Your voice, your hopes, and your dreams will define our American destiny. Together, we will make America strong again. We will make America wealthy again. We will make America proud again. We will make America safe again. And yes, Together, we will make America great again. Thank you, God bless you, and God bless America.
Let's go see the elephant when I'm a road.
Welcome to hour number two of the American Adversaries Radio Show. Thank you so very much for tuning in, ladies and gentlemen. That's right, we are here live on a Patriot Home Funding Friday, coming to you from the Relax and Comfort Studios, where the phone number is 407-774-8255. I have Patriot Home Funding's Pierce Outlaw in the studio with me. A little tongue-tied there.
Nice recovery.
Yeah, and that is Matt Buff of JJC Marketing Solutions. He's our new website guru, and I just love that new website. And go to the website and register for the prize drawing, because we got some stuff in the prize package, and I'm not going to say exactly what it is right now because I want you to go to the website and see it. We'll announce it on the air next week. That our next guest, she's not so much a guest anymore. I like to think of her as a regular on our show. She's responsible for some merchandise, you might say. Anyway, all of that is at AmericanAdversaries.com. All right, I am Christopher Hart, and it is now time to, there you go, that's right, Jeff, let her go. It's time to bring on, from America First Policies, she is a senior advisor. She's also author to the great book, License to Lie, and as the creator of the Creeps on a Mission t-shirt. Once again, thanks for being on the show. Welcome, Sydney Powell.
My pleasure, gentlemen. Thank you for having me.
Well, what a week it has been, and it culminated so far. It seems to have culminated in fine fashion today. What did you think of Susan Collins' speech today, and did you think that we were going to get to this point?
I did think we would get to this point. I think we're going to get to the point where he's confirmed, as he should be, and I was very impressed with Senator Collins' speech. I thought she addressed all of the primary issues in a way that needed to be done completely professionally, with great care and concern for everybody involved in the process. I can't say enough good things about it.
You know, we were talking a little bit in the first hour of the show, and actually began this discussion last week, you know, when Lindsey Graham had that fabulous oratory, you know, in the hearing with Kavanaugh, that as Matt Buff has put here, it looks like a number of, how did you put it, a number of...
Chumps to Trumps.
That these Republicans have kind of found themselves now taking hold of this leadership position and speaking up.
Yeah, hallelujah, it's about time.
Somebody lit a fire. Somebody lit a fire into these guys, and I think his name is Donald J. Trump.
No doubt.
That and how well the economy is doing and how America is being respected in the world again, and everything that's going right is because this president has showed some gumption and approached things in a practical business fashion instead of a bunch of political baloney.
Yeah, and as Pierce put it, this is not your daddy's Republican Party anymore, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right.
And it's all for the better. And at the end of the day, this is, and I said this a little bit earlier, this kind of reminds me, this Kavanaugh thing kind of reminds me of the Mueller thing, where all of these people going after Trump are ended up, they're the ones who are, you know, having to sacrifice their careers and maybe facing some real legal jeopardy. And now we see the same thing playing out here with the people who are going after Kavanaugh. It turns out they're the ones who may be in legal jeopardy, Sydney.
Oh, yeah. There's a whole lot more collusion among the Democrats and Ms. Ford than there is any evidence of anything done wrong by Judge Kavanaugh. It's ridiculous.
Indeed.
And the links they'll go to smear a good man. The whole narrative is set up and framed just like the Russia collusion narrative has been.
Yeah, and once again, I want to compliment you and Juanita Broderick, who saw through this thing from the very start
And now more and more people are beginning to see, you know, that this whole thing was concocted. Don't know how much of Ms. Ford's testimony was concocted, but obviously a significant portion of it was, as was brought out by Ms. Mitchell, the prosecutor. Now, looking, assuming that what we are seeing here is collusion of sorts, conspiracy, do you see any legal jeopardy for Ms. Ford herself?
I think we'll have to see what other evidence might be developed from the FBI. I understand that the first package that went to the White House was 1,000 pages of new information, and the senators have been reviewing that today and maybe yesterday. And then some more text messages, I think, were picked up between Ms. McClain, who is Ms. Ford's best friend forever and probably influenced writing her letter, since it seemed to be that she was with her during the time that she was comprising the second letter to Dianne Feinstein, and text messages between her and Ms. Kaiser, who was, you know, had given a formal statement under penalty of perjury saying that she did not know Judge Kavanaugh and had never been where he was. And apparently Ms. Ford's friend McClain was trying to get her to do more and say more in support of Ms. Ford. Now, there's not necessarily anything wrong with that, but we would have to, somebody's going to have to look at what those text messages say and whether Ms. Kaiser felt extremely pressured by that, because there are laws that prohibit intimidating witnesses too.
All right. Now, I was watching MSNBC this morning, and they had Senator John Kennedy from Louisiana on there, and I think they were expecting him to give some notable quotes that they could use, but in essence, he said he couldn't reveal what he read in the report, but it made him very angry, and he was alluding to the political conspiracy going on that made him extremely angry about all of this. Now, I know politics is one thing, legal is another thing, but in this case, it seems to me that politics has bled into the legal, or the other way around, and that, you know, when you have a Senate staffer or intern arrested for doxing people and other things, this could be much bigger than just a political dust-up. Don't you think?
Yes, it could certainly be. It bears so many resemblances to the whole Russia collusion narrative. It's very concerning and appalling. And I hope we will get to the bottom of it at some point. But right now, the number one task is confirming Justice Kavanaugh, as he should be. And number two, turning the midterms absolutely red across the country, because this president has got to have more support to accomplish the agenda that we want to accomplish, to secure our borders and protect our citizens and clean up the mess that the Democrats and Obama left us in.
Okay, Matt has a question for you.
Yeah, hi, Cindy. This is Matt. Nice to meet you. The a lot of people were frustrated when Mitchell, the prosecutor, was seemingly just unpeeling an onion very slowly. But when Chris was asking about penalties, like lying to Congress, lying to the Senate Judiciary Committee could be a problem. And there was a lot of issues with the House doors, the flying, and the lie detector. And it seems like Mitchell had a lot more information at that time than we might have had privilege to, because it seemed like she was asking a lot about the lie detector. And then that story comes out this week about, you know, the lie detector. So what are your thoughts on how she treated certain issues on the testimony, and how Mitchell, her report basically gave us a lot more information, even though it was frustrating at the time?
It did. I think Mitchell knew what she was doing. Her number one instruction was probably to do no harm, but I'd be willing to bet she did have more information than we thought she had at the time. I would certainly hope she did, and it may prove useful in the future.
Yeah. You know, many commentators, even on Fox, you had Chris Wallace and others saying she's on a fishing expedition, and kind of, you know, this is like you would do a deposition, and she's searching for information. But I think, Matt, and you are absolutely correct, that really in a courtroom situation, which is more or less what that was, a good lawyer doesn't ask a question that he or she doesn't know the answer to. Isn't that sort of the rule of thumb?
Yes, and I'm sure she had reasons for asking the things she asked and for not asking others. You know, I think we just have to trust her and the senators on that process.
No doubt. And it was the lie detector, her testimony on the lie detector, which really, you know, made me think that she was not being truthful.
At her grandma's funeral, didn't know what day it was.
Right, she didn't know what day her grandmother's funeral.
Who paid for it.
Then when she took it, she was upset and crying. It sounded to me like she was trying to deceive the test. Because
to lay cover for a lot of things, yes. And I would have liked to have known if she was on any medication at the time.
Good question.
A lot of questions that could have been asked. But, you know, like I said, number one task right now, we can't count our chickens until they hatch. So
we've got
to get Justice Kavanaugh confirmed.
There is one more big vote, and that is tomorrow. Once again, we have with us Sidney Powell, author of License to Lie, excellent book on the corruption in the Justice Department, which she documented, and the book was published in 2014, which is still going on, or at least perhaps now being drained and cleaned up. Also, the excellent T-shirt, Creeps on a Mission. I got mine. Do you have yours? This is a beautiful T-shirt. The artwork is just, nobody can keep, they take their eyes off of it. And even if they don't know what it's about, they like looking at it. And it's really soft, made in the USA. You'll love this T-shirt. And she is a senior advisor with America First Policies. And Sidney, let's change it up a second and talk about the Mueller probe and some things going on there. Once again, the unredacted documents are still lingering out there. Any idea what may be going on there?
Well, we know the Inspector General is still working on his big report on the FISA abuses, and he's going to have to find serious misconduct by the FBI because the FISA court itself has already found that. So it's just going to be how much there is, how deep it goes, and hopefully we finally get the names of the private contractors involved. My money's on one of them being Fusion GPS for sure, and I think Nellie Orr was there mining raw FISA data for political opposition research for Fusion GPS. I can hardly wait until we see that report. And I imagine there may also be some grand jury investigations going on related to some of that. And that may be why the president backed off disclosing that material, the FISA applications themselves right now, in addition to the fact that the United Kingdom and Australia are in it up to their eyeballs because of Downer and Halper and all those jokers that were trying to lure members of the Trump campaign into problematic situations.
It would be very...
And I think they were going to find that there was somebody else in the Trump campaign that actually made it farther than any of the plants that we knew of before.
So that Operation Crossfire Hurricane was a bigger storm than anybody thought, in other words.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Pierce has a question for you.
Hey Sidney. Yesterday... the former FBI counsel Baker testified to the House Judiciary Committee, and he seemed to out former Clinton attorney Sussman as a link between the FBI and Fusion GPS. Do you think that Sussman closes the circle on the circular reporting and transfer of this quote-unquote evidence and information that we've been searching for?
I'm sure he's got a big role to play in it, and I've been waiting for Mark Elias's name to come out somewhere in there, too, because I don't think Sussman would do anything without Mark Elias, who was even more senior at Perkins Coie, or however you pronounce it, and also representing Hillary Clinton and the DNC. So I think they're going to wind up having a much bigger role exposed than anybody's talked about before.
By the way, Sidney, off topic, are you going to be on Lou Dobbs tonight?
Yes, I am. In fact, I'm sitting in the car waiting to go up to the studio now.
Oh, wow. That's awesome. sorry to hold you up, but that's pretty cool. We'll be watching you on the television tonight. Do you think it's fair to say that between now and Election Day that the whole Mueller thing is sort of on ice?
Probably, just because of the general tendency of folks related to DOJ not to spring anything at the last minute in front of an election, but you never know with these guys. So I would give it a, you know, probably a 60% chance of being quiet between now and then. But I still hope the president will declassify a lot of information that the voters really should have to help them understand what's at stake when we go to the polls, in case anybody doesn't get it after seeing the behavior of the Democrats in the last 2 weeks.
Yeah.
As far as Russian collusion, it's been quiet for 2 years. we haven't heard anything
right.
about Russian collusion for 2 years.
Exactly. Sometimes I wonder if this whole Kavanaugh thing wasn't an effort to distract from the more serious issues, even of the whole Russia collusion frame job.
If it was, it sure backfired on the Democrats. But let me kind of circle back to that before we have to let you go. And once again, thank you so much for your time this evening. This outside involvement, from, you know, not just the outside money from Soros and through his various organizations that finds its way down, but to these protesters who are hired guns that go in and, like, harassed Flake last week and have been trying to harass all these Republicans all week long. Is this totally above board legal?
I don't know. It depends on the level of their conduct, I think. One of the things I hope will happen as a result of this is that Congress tightens up either the laws or the regulations that protect themselves in the buildings in particular and out in public from any sort of harassment. I mean, they've been subject to verbal assaults, which shouldn't happen.
Right.
If people can't, I mean, it ought to be that you go in an office building like that and you act with respect and you behave in a professional manner, and if you can't, you don't need to be going in the building. Nobody should be subjected to the crap that they've dealt with the last 2 weeks, and particularly in recent days.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt about it. Well, I'll let you go. Thank you so much for being with us tonight. We really do appreciate it, and we'll look forward to talking to you again next week or as soon as we can. And tell Lou we said hey.
Thanks, I will. And for those who missed it, I tweeted out at Sidney Powell, the number one, the YouTube video for Senator Collins' speech. It really did address all the issues that have come up in the last couple of weeks, and did it in a very professional and brilliant and well-documented way.
It was very methodical and at points philosophical, and I'd never seen, as Matt was saying earlier, we'd never seen her speak that way, and certainly she stood up today and spoke big. And
she did.
She did indeed. She did indeed. All right, thanks again, Sydney. God bless you.
Thank you all. Have a good weekend.
You too. Thanks again.
All right. Bye-bye.
Good night. Okay, that is Sidney Powell, and you can follow her on Twitter, as she said, at Sidney Powell, and that's the number one, at Sidney Powell 1. And you can follow Pierce Outlaw, at Pierce Outlaw on Twitter, and myself, at Chris Hart Radio. Do you have a Twitter handle?
I do, but it's just the JJC Marketing Solutions.
Okay, JJC Marketing Solutions. And if you like our website, Matt can do it for you, too. And I tell you what, there's the epitome of professionalism. And how many of you out there have a web guy, when you call him, you never hear anything back? That's not Matt.
We're the opposite.
Exactly. I call this guy, and he calls me right back. I text him, he texts me right back. That's what you want in a web person. And JJC Marketing Solutions, they really do it right. Okay, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we got Scott on the line. We'll take your phone call as well at 407-774-8255. The bottom of the hour, we have the Killer Bee, Brian Blair, going to join us. We'll talk about some poll numbers with him, both national and state. So stick around for a lot more of the American Adversaries Radio Show, please. I'm sorry.
FM 105.5 and AM 660. The Answer.
Merrily here from Vacation Travel Planners, a member of Cruise Planners, with the latest vacation deals.
Like Bahama cruises from $249 per person. Or how about a 7-night Alaska cruise from $649 per person? On Celebrity Cruises, book a balcony or higher on a 7-night select Caribbean, Europe, or Alaska sailings and receive specialty dinner for two. Get free prepaid gratuities on select sailings with Oceanic Cruises. Sandals and Beaches all-inclusive resorts are up to 65% off. Get free prepaid gratuities on select Avalon Waterways River cruises.
Give us a call at 321-251-4777. That's 321-251-4777. Or visit us at vacationtravelplanners.com. Keep listening to the American Adversaries for new travel specials every week. Bon voyage!
Nearly everyone loves Italian food. But those people who love true, authentic Italian go to Cafe Positano. It's because owner and chef Pasquale Barba offers home-cooked food from his hometown, Positano, Italy. He is Italian. Local fresh items are combined with rare ingredients imported only from Italy, along with generations-old family recipes. Whether it's pizza or those delicious daily specials, taste for yourself at Cafe Positano, 4 miles west of I-4 on 436. 407-774-8080, the most authentic Italian food in Central Florida.
For most Floridians, our home is our biggest investment. If you are shopping for a new home, vacation home, investment property, want to remodel your home, or need to refinance your existing home loan, you need the very best mortgage professionals working for you to make your American dream come true. I'm Mariah Lee with Patriot Home Funding. And regardless of your mortgage needs, Patriot Home Funding has just the right loan for you. All of our loan products offer the lowest possible fixed rates. We don't charge annoying and expensive junk fees, and you get the very best service and care from me and the rest of our experienced all-star team. Contact us today for a quick, easy, and free pre-qualification. You can call us at 877-377-8123 or visit us on the web at myphf.com. At Patriot Home Funding, we finance the American dream.
Patriot Home Funding is a licensed mortgage broker in the state of Florida. NMLS 171699 and is an equal housing lender.
All right, all right, all right. I'll tell you. Part of our prize package, if you go to our website, AmericanAdversaries.com, and register for the raffle drawing, which we're going to do on November the 7th, when we're in Kitland Park here in Apopka for the opening ceremony of the Veterans Day weekend display of the Traveling Vietnam Wall Memorial. Part of the prize package will be a copy of the book License to Lie and your very own Creeps on a Mission t-shirt, compliments of Patriot Home Funding and Pierce Outlaw.
Isn't that awesome? I want me one. I'm going to rig this thing. I'm going to be like a Democrat on the Senate Judiciary Committee.
Rig it, huh?
And I am rigging this thing where I win.
All Our right. winner is Pierce Outlaw. What a coincidence.
Well, you all can be there on November the 7th because we will be doing a live remote broadcast, Kitland Park in Apopka. And, of course, we'll be there at 5 o'clock for the opening ceremony of the display of the Vietnam Wall Memorial. It's really cool. I saw it a long time ago in Daytona. It's awesome. And I think it's 3/5 scale, so it's about a football field long. Anyway, Scott, Ray, we'll take your phone calls when we come back from the break. We went long with Sydney, so we didn't have enough time in this segment to be fair to you. But if you'll stay on the line, we will get you in the next segment. And we'll also pick up the killer bee himself, Brian Blair. That's right. He'll be coming to us live from the Hive, I think. He might have buzzed off somewhere else, though. Who knows? You're listening to the American Adversaries. Once again, that brand new website is AmericanAdversaries.com. It's really cool. Register for the drawing. You can email me there, and you can also join the American Adversaries Army, and we've got some exciting ideas about that, too. All of that at AmericanAdversaries.com. We'll be right back.
FM 105.5 and AM 660. The Answer.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Republican Senator Susan Collins of Maine declared Friday she'll vote to confirm Brett Kavanaugh's Supreme Court nomination, all but ensuring that a deeply riven Senate will elevate the conservative jurist to the nation's highest court, despite allegations that he sexually assaulted women decades ago. The dramatic Senate floor announcement by perhaps the chamber's most moderate Republican ended the suspense over a tortuous election season battle that had left Kavanaugh's fate in doubt for nearly a month after the first accusation against him. It assured a victory for President Trump's quest to move the Supreme Court rightward, perhaps for decades, and a satisfying win for Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell. On Wall Street today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average down by 180 points to close at 26,447. The NASDAQ dropped 92. The S&P lower by 16. Oil up a penny to $74.34 a barrel. More details at srnnews.com.
Hi, my name is Wayne Lipnitsky, and I am running for Congress, U.S. House, District 9, and I am a veteran with a voice. It is my intent to give a voice to those who have been ignored under this district's current representation. We need your help. My opponent, Darren Soto, wants to raise your taxes, leave the border unsecured, and stifle our local economy. This election is of national importance. Please get involved in our campaign by visiting our website, WayneForUSCongress.com. That is WayneForUSCongress.com. My name is Wayne Lipnitsky, and I approve this message.
Do you suffer from back pain? Have trouble sleeping? Do you ever wish you could get a truly great night's sleep or have your own massage on demand? For 51 years, Relax and Comfort has helped people sit, sleep, and feel better every day. See why ABC, CBS, and Fox are talking about the new X10 bed. It's the perfect marriage of a Sleep Number bed and a Tempur-Pedic bed. Its cool gel memory foam comfort layers are totally adjustable from ultra soft to ultra firm for each side. Add a zero gravity base and you'll have hundreds of healthy and relaxing positions for you and your partner. Save thousands over the leading national brands. With the sustainable X10 design, you'll never need to buy another bed. Get the world's best adjustable beds and massage chairs at no interest, 0% financing. That's less than $5 a day to own. Relax in Comfort, family owned and operated over 50 years, has stores in Winter Park, Sanford, Windermere, and the Villages. Learn more. Visit relaxandcomfort.com. Call 321-329-3118. That's 321-329-3118.
Business owners, this is for you. Competition is tough these days, so you need maximum visibility to stand out in this crowded landscape. And Dino Rento Studios can give you that visibility. Their eye-catching signs, 3D displays, banners, bumper stickers, and car magnets will get your business the attention you're looking for. Dino will also make your convention display the talk of the event. So call Dino Rento Studios at 800-704-7089, 800-704-7089, or visit them at DinoRentosStudios.com. Dino, R-E-N-T-O-S, Studios.com, where they bring ideas to life.
Hello to my fellow pastors in the central area of the great state of Florida. My name is Paul Blair. I used to play professional football for the Chicago Bears back in the 1980s, but I've been pastoring and serving the Lord for the last 17 plus years. I've been honored to come and be the keynote speaker at the Words Pastors Appreciation Brunch presented by Timothy Partners Limited on Thursday, October the 11th. Let's reclaim America for Christ together. You can register now at thewordorlando.com. That's thewordorlando.com. I look forward to seeing you there.
Folks, I'm WWE Hall of Famer Hacksaw Jim Duggan, and you're listening to The American Adversaries, the best in political professional wrestling on FM 105.5 and AM 660. The Answer, tough guy, ho!
All right, welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. That's right, you got the American Adversaries on a Patriot Home Funding Friday coming to you from the Relaxed and Comfort Studios. You know, it should be a beautiful weekend this weekend, and you might be out and about looking around maybe for a new automobile. If you are, check them out at Sutherland Nissan, please. They got great automobiles out there. Did you see after the the USMCA agreement was signed, that both Nissan and Mercedes-Benz announced they're going to sink a lot more money into factories inside the United States to build their cars here.
And make their parts here.
That's
great.
Maybe even more importantly. And so the whole chain of building the cars is returning to America. And it is because of President Trump. And Sutherland Nissan has some great Nissans out there. That's at East Colonial Drive and Chickasaw Trail. The website is OrlandoNissan.com. And, you know, they just had this special, and it might still be going on. It's going to wrap up soon, if it hasn't already, though. Take home a Titan Truck Month. And then, of course, they have great deals, and they'll work really hard to get you behind the wheel of one of those vehicles. Sutherland Nissan, that's OrlandoNissan.com. All right, let's go to the phone lines. Scott has been waiting patiently. Thank you, Scott. We appreciate you being out there.
Well, thanks for taking my call.
You got it. Go ahead. Thank you.
I first wanted to begin with a shout-out to Pierce.
Yeah. Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
I think somebody had to nominate Obama for the Nobel Peace Prize, and I hope that somewhere in this country or this universe, there's an award for Wonk of the Week. I want to nominate Pierce for Wonk of the Week award.
All right. By the way, they announced...
As long as it's Wonk and not Wank.
They announced the winner...
Wonk.
They announced the winner of the Peace Prize today. Did anybody hear who it was?
Yeah, it came out like 4 o'clock in the morning, and I'd never heard of
it. I didn't realize how good my timing was. But
And one of them was from
Go ahead. Yeah.
I wanted to put a slightly different spin on what's been happening with the Kavanaugh situation. And, if people think back about the 2016 presidential campaign, Lindsey Graham was running for president, and so he was the subject of the Trumpisms during the 2016 campaign.
Right.
And when I saw what Lindsey Graham was saying and doing in the last 6 or 7 days, it occurred to me that one of the things that people don't appreciate, Lindsey was saying, we can't allow this despicable behavior to be rewarded. But I would like to put a slightly more positive spin and say, you have to appreciate the character of someone like Donald Trump and Mike Pence and Lindsey Graham. They have turned back to principled leadership.
Yep. That's the fact.
Yeah, we were talking about that.
And Trump has helped them find their way. He has been so steadfast in his convictions and his sticking to his promises and his determination to deliver for the American people that it's rubbing off on these guys. And they can't help it.
And I think, I'm not saying it rubbed off on Brett Kavanaugh, but when I watched, we watched last Thursday, we devoted our whole day to watching the Senate hearings with Blasé Ford
right.
and Kavanaugh. When I saw Kavanaugh testifying, I said, I don't know that Trump motivated him, but I was seeing in what he was saying a similar motivation to what made Trump run for president. In other words, I'm not going to sit here and take this anymore. I am an honorable man.
Yeah.
And I don't care all the things you can sling against the wall. I'm not going to take it. Brent Kavanaugh said repeatedly, I don't care what you do, I will never quit. And I think it reminded me of what Trump was doing in 2015.
Right.
When he announced his candidacy.
Right.
He started coming in for horrific criticism. And he persisted.
Yep.
And that's what Kavanaugh did. And I think that in the longer term, I hope people, it's worthwhile to say, vote against this despicable behavior by Democrats, but also reward the character that Republicans have shown. People say Trump's not a Republican. He is the most Republican president that we've had.
Yeah. Biggest pro-life president.
I'm 67 years old. In my lifetime, the only more Republican president I can think of is Dwight Eisenhower.
Yeah.
And I'm not demeaning Ronald Reagan, but
I think one reason they said
that. Talk about Republican ideals, conservative ideals.
Yep.
Trump has actually delivered on what he said he would do.
Yeah.
That's conservatism.
Yeah, people didn't know he was a Republican because they hadn't seen one for a while. But excellent points, Scott. I got to let you go, though, because I got other callers and got to move on. But your points are all well taken. And indeed, these guys are showing stuff that they hadn't shown before. And Lindsey Graham has really risen to the occasion, no doubt about that.
And even McConnell and Grassley, I think, are influenced in the same way.
All right.
Keep up the good work, guys.
Yep. Thank you, Scott. I appreciate it. Appreciate you being out there.
You're welcome.
All right. Let's go to Ray next on the line. Hey, Ray, how you doing tonight? Go ahead.
Hey, Chris. Thanks a lot for taking my call. 3 quick points, and I'd like to get your take on this.
Yeah.
Number one, today's vote tally that they all committed to was a victory of good versus evil. Secondly, they have got to change the rules. They cannot let these harassing, idiotic protesters be able to enter the actual office premises of these elected officials, because I'm telling you, something bad eventually is going to happen. They can't let these people inside those buildings. Plus, all these elected officials should not have to put up or have to endure this ridiculous harassment of these people that think they can do anything and everything, you know, sticking their fingers in their face and yelling at them. I mean, this is out of control. Third thing is, Susan Collins' speech today was the most riveting, most powerful speech I have ever heard. And I can't wait to hear the spin for any of these Democrats that are going to criticize one thing in what she said, because it was all truth.
Well, it was, I don't know if it's the best speech ever, but certainly best by her, by a long shot, no doubt about it.
Yeah,
absolutely. The Democrats are already, you know, complaining. As the president has said, as we've said on the show numerous times, as even Chuck Grassley is now saying, you cannot satisfy a Democrat. And it doesn't matter how much truth you have. They're going to buck against it. That's what they do, and they do it very well. They're very practiced at it. But, yeah, Susan Collins has stepped up in a big way today. And you're right, they do need to have more stringent, evidently, requirements about who can get in these office buildings and get in these senators' faces. But the best way to deal with this is to whip them at the polls. Whip them soundly.
Hey, Ray, I wanted to speak to your point. As far as the spin goes, we were perusing Twitter during the break, and Charles Payne tweeted that Susan Collins is Spartacus. And then we have the other side of the coin, who, from the senator who fancies himself as Spartacus, Cory Booker. He tweeted this: "We face defeat, but we are not defeated. Knocked down, but not knocked out. A loss, but all is not lost. Hope is the act of conviction that despair will not ever have the last word."
Don't listen to that while you're driving. It might put you to sleep.
Yeah, whatever that means, you know. But B.S. Booker can say that. But you know what? Susan Collins had a Braveheart moment today, and I'll take Braveheart over Spartacus any day.
There you go.
There you go.
All right. Thank you, Ray. Appreciate you being out there. All right.
Thank you, guys.
All right. Then we got Roger, and then we're going to go to the killer bee, Brian Blair. Hey, Roger, how you doing? Go ahead. You're up.
Another great day to be an American patriot.
Amen.
As far as God's army and the adversary's army, we can't rush now. Can't get lackadaisical. Still got to pray this through, pray for the Republic, pray this confirmation through, make sure nothing happens and nobody slips the wrong way. So, and then also in 5 weeks, got to get out and vote, help Donald Trump, give him some more ammunition to back him up and get them votes out.
There you go.
Mark the ballots if you got them.
You got it. All right. That's words of wisdom. Thank you. Thank you, Roger.
Appreciate it. God bless you.
God bless you, too. All right. Okay, let's now go to the killer bee coming to us live from the Hive. Of course, that bee, Brian Blair. Big day, Brian. It was a big week, but it's culminated, evidently, in what appears to be going to be the confirmation of Brett Kavanaugh. Go ahead. Your thoughts.
Absolutely. You know, I am absolutely buzzing right now, like usual, but... you know, I want to go back to the very beginning when the testimony was taking place. Why didn't one of the conservative senators, you know, three of which did an outstanding job in fighting the liberals back on what has been their attack and destroy methods? So why didn't anybody say, how could a man be first in his class in high school, first in his class at Yale, and be a drunk? Nobody ever said that, because that's literally impossible. Because there were people accusing him of being a thug.
Right.
Fast forward to Christine Ford's allegation. There are so many holes in that. It is absolutely ludicrous. Susan Collins did a magnificent job today. I mean, granted, she had to work both sides of the middle, and, you know, she put Dianne Feinstein on a pedestal, which is hard to do. But, you know, she had some great words about where our nation's at right now.
Yeah.
And I guarantee you, I was just listening to another talk show host a minute ago, and he was talking about how torn he was and this and that. But people don't realize this was strictly a certain, I don't care what anybody says. I know this in my heart. It doesn't matter who President Trump would have picked to be the SCOTUS. It would have been the same thing, attack and destroy. It would have been just like Judge Roy Moore. As soon as that election was over, everything was dropped. nothing, you never heard another word. And that is what we're against today, and it's really put this country's back against the wall. And I just hope that somehow, some way, we can stop what the left is trying to shove down this nation's throat, because it is totally unethical, immoral, and absolutely makes me quiver to think of where the Democrat Party, for which I was a member, a registered Democrat until I was like, 35 years old, 40 yeah. years old. Yeah. I like John F. Kennedy, and I like that. And then I got smart. I finally smartened up and realized what was going on. And they have become so vitriol and so vile that they will stop or stoop at nothing to see that President Trump fails. And it started to lean before he even got in office. And this just takes the cake. I'm actually so happy that Judge Kavanaugh is getting confirmed. Well, it looks that way anyway. You never know what happens to the vote
right.
happens. But it
right.
certainly appears that he will be confirmed. And to me, that's just justice. We have to have the state of mind in the United States of America that people are presumed innocent before you cannot say that somebody's guilty before.
Right.
You've got to believe that they're innocent until they're proven guilty. And it's been our moral fabric forever. And I just don't understand why these liberals just won't stop.
Well, part of this whole Kavanaugh thing, and the liberals won't stop because they're obsessed. They're obsessed with power. They're obsessed with beating Trump. They're obsessed with their democratic socialism. But the Democrats have, in a way, done the Republicans a favor, because they began to treat this whole thing the way they have treated Trump. And they have now thrust people like Grassley and others into the same arena where they had Trump. And so they're now seeing things. I'm talking about Grassley and Graham and Collins and others. They're seeing things from Trump's perspective as to how he had been getting treated. They brought it into the Senate, where they had never experienced anything like this before. And I think they now have a new appreciation for the fight that we're in. Even Kavanaugh himself, in his opening statement, talked about the political, I'll use the word, conspiracy, going on to defeat him.
Kavanaugh became a movement for conservatives and Republicans.
He galvanized the party.
Just as Trump had done, and primarily because of the people who were attacking him. Brian?
I agree 100% with your opinions. I could not expound on that any better than what you just did, Chris. Exactly the truth. And that's exactly what happened. Everybody is fired up right now like I've never seen before. I just went into the Republican office here on Dale Mabry and Hoyt Road in Tampa and picked up some signs to put out and do my part. And I just hope everybody gets out and votes, calls their neighbors, calls everybody. As you said, as everybody's been saying, it's time to hit them at the ballot box.
All right. Listen, Brian, we got to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll get you back on, talk about some Florida politics and the repercussions of this. By the way, Monday on Channel 2 NBC, the District 9 congressional race debate between Wayne Liebnitsky and Darren Soto is going to be broadcast. And I hear it's going to be a very good one. All right. You're going to want to see this debate between Liebnitsky and Soto. That's going to be Monday night on Channel 2. All right. We'll be right back with more of the American Adversaries on a Patriot Home Funding Friday.
FM 105.5, AM 660. The Answer.
Well, you've heard the horror stories. The couple comes home from shopping.
There's water pouring out of the ceiling fan in the living room. Henry, quick, grab a bucket.
My new wood floors. They're ruined. Gosh, I wish we had this home inspected before we signed on the dotted line.
This is Aubrey Kahn of Firm Foundation Home Inspections. Buying a home is the biggest investment you'll make. You have to know what you're getting into. Henry and June now have a nightmare on their hands. Don't let that happen to you. Call Firm Foundation Home Inspections before you sign on the dotted line. We'll inspect the property from roof to foundation with the latest technology to know if there are any leaks or electrical problems. You'll get a detailed report, and at Firm Foundation, we warranty our work, ensuring your peace of mind.
Don't make that big investment without calling the home inspector that more realtors use. Firm Foundation Home Inspections. Call 321-624-0254 or go online to OrlandosHomeInspector.com.
The news stories are alarming. Sexual assault, violence, workers' comp fraud, and drug abuse. And it's happening in the workplace. Last year, a construction worker in Central Florida attacked his boss with a front-end loader and almost buried him alive. And the Pulse nightclub shooter worked as a security guard for a company that knew he was mentally unstable. Hi, I'm Kathy Santomassino with ASAP Programs. If you're a business owner or manager, it's your responsibility to save guard your employees. Did you know a company can be held liable if an employee does harm to someone? Negligent hiring can result in a company being sued, especially if that company didn't conduct a thorough background check. With Applicant 360 Screening Solutions, you will be able to effectively screen your job applicants and make smarter hiring choices. Don't base your decision on a first impression and a resume. Call me today at 407-702-9511. Call 407-702-9511.
All right, welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. Pierce Outlaw, Matt Buff, myself, Christopher Hart in the studio. The Killer Bee, Brian Blair, on the line with us right now. And by the way, Ron DeSantis is coming to Oviedo on Wednesday from 12:30 until 2 in the afternoon at the Mission Barbecue, right?
Yes, in Oviedo. Mission Barbecue in Oviedo from 12:30 to 2.
All right. Brian, I want to go to you with a question about the Ron DeSantis, because he has changed his campaign manager. And what's her name again, Pierce?
Susie Wiles.
Susie Wiles. And she headed up the Trump campaign efforts here in 2016. I know we talked about this a little bit before, but it looks like she's begun to influence the campaign and put her mark on it and going to get him out and about the state. Pretty good move, don't you think?
Absolutely. The people have to see you. You have to go shake hands and kiss babies, as the old term goes. I mean, you've got to go out to town halls. You've got to get out in front of the people and let them hear your platform. I mean, it's vital. When people shake your hands and they meet you, they feel like they know you, and like, you know, they can relate to you a lot better once they've seen you, heard you speak, hopefully gotten to shake your hand. You know, you have the old depending on what kind of crowd you have, you either have a 5-second rule or 2-minute rule. And, you know, when you go to town halls and you've got a million people, or not a million, but you know what I'm saying, you've
right.
1,000, 2,000, try to shake as many hands as you can.
Yeah.
And people relate to that and they get close to that. So she's doing a great job by getting him face to face with the constituents.
All right. Also, this Kavanaugh.
Shows in the polls, too.
Right. That definitely. But I believe also what's going to show in the polls when we get some new numbers is this Kavanaugh thing. And also, this is now bleeding into congressional races, because the Democrats are making it known that Pierce.
Yeah. The New York Times is reporting an interview with the minority ranking member of the House Judiciary Committee, that's Jared Nadler of New York, stating that House Democrats will open an investigation into accusations of sexual misconduct and perjury against Judge Kavanaugh if they win control of the House in November.
You see,
let that be a warning.
And I'm kind of glad he's saying this, because
why would you even say that?
That's really.
That's like standing up and hollering when you're turkey hunting.
If you put me in charge, I'm going to put all you in jail. So go vote.
but it kind of gets back to your sort of flustered question. Why would the Democrats keep pushing this? Because it's to their own disadvantage.
Because the level of hatred's that high.
It evidently is. And,
that's right.
But I think there's something else to it, too. I think what they're worried now is, and they better be worried, is that this Kavanaugh fight has not only fired up the Republican side, but it may very well also depress their own side. Because this is going to be a bitter loss to them. Assuming Kavanaugh makes it to the court, this is going to be a very, very bitter defeat for these Democrats and their voters, don't you think?
Oh, I absolutely think so. And I think this whole Kavanaugh issue will spill into the election. It's going to be fresh on everybody's mind. It's, there's so many people that are upset, especially due to the fact that, you know, a lot of people gave Dr. Ford, you know, the benefit of the doubt. Okay, she's obviously been raped or something's happened to her.
Maybe.
It's just the wrong place, the wrong person.
Right.
You know, but there's a letter that nobody has even released from her boyfriend of how many years, Pierce?
Six
years. You might know her longtime boyfriend.
Right.
Have you heard about that letter?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. We were talking about it. For six years
if
they dated.
Talked about it, then that's fine because that's scathing to me.
Yeah. Absolutely. This whole thing is, you know, a conspiracy of a number of different players trying to deceive the nation, and it has just blown up in their face.
Exactly. It's another Judge Roy. I'm telling you, it's just the exact same thing. They saw that it worked on Judge Roy Moore, and they assumed that it was going to work on Judge Kavanaugh. But, you know, a lot of people have talked about his temperament when he was answering questions. Well, if you got attacked, if your family got attacked, if you had two little girls and a beautiful wife, believe me, I know firsthand what this feels like, and not on a nationwide basis, but at least on a countywide basis, and it's absolutely ugly for your family when people tell lies about you, and that's all they have done. This guy is an impeccable man, and anyway, we can move on to Florida politics.
Well, real quick question about accusers for you. You know, with Roy Moore, you brought him up, and Herman Cain, and you go down the list of these women come out, and they accuse them of all these things, and then they lose or win, and then these women go away. Doesn't seem like the Democrats are going to let this one go on the Supreme Court. What is your thought? Are these people going to go away? They're going to go back home feeling defeated? Or do you think this is going to be the first time they actually follow through on what they say?
No, I really think these are empty threats. And I really think, just as I've maintained all along, that we will keep the House.
All right.
We will gain Senate's in the seat, and we will keep the House.
All right.
I believe that right now, and especially right now after what's gone on, because as was just mentioned, Republicans are extremely fired up, and you've got a bunch of disappointed Democrats as well that are saying, hey, what's going on with our nation?
All right.
This is not the party that I signed up for.
All right. I only have a minute, but I'm going to go to Mike on the line. Mike, can you make your point real quick? You wanted to say something about Joe Manchin. I'm sorry, but I'm just about out of time.
Yeah, real quick. I don't know if y'all talked about him, but Joe Manchin is a spineless piece of garbage. And he waited to the last second when he knew the thing was going to pass anyway to throw his vote in the ring.
Yeah.
He's only doing it to get reelected. Other people didn't.
All right. Thank you, Mike. And he's right, though, isn't he, Brian, that he waited until it was safe to do this?
Absolutely. Of course he did. And, you know, we all thought that Lisa Murkowski was going to come out, at least I did, and say that she wasn't going to support Kavanaugh. So, again, going back to this, it was a great day today.
Indeed it was. Indeed it was. We're going to have to leave it there, though, for tonight, Brian. God bless you. We'll talk to you next week in the election. You know, the absentee ballots have already gone out, so voting time is here. Get out and vote. And, Brian, I think you're absolutely right. I think the Republicans are going to hold the House and gain seats in the Senate, and we need to get Rick Scott across the finish line number one. Thanks. With your help, Brian,
amen,
we'll get it done. All right. That's the Killer B. That's Killer 1B, Brian Blair, on Twitter. You've been listening to the American Adversaries. Night, everybody.